It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
What's going on?
Hey, it's the last day of the year.
I know it. Unbelievable, man.
Yep. Ready to start my resolution tomorrow.
Are you?
I am.
Overeating?
Yep.
Yep.
Overeating every day. I'm going to start that tonight.
Well, maybe it'll have a good effect because I think it's January 13th where it's throw in the towel day.
Is it?
So by that time, it's like, oh, now I'm not going to keep my resolution.
Yeah. I'm hoping that happens.
So if you eat too much, then by January 13th, you know what? I'm going to go back to not eating too much, and then maybe it'll have a positive effect on you. I don't know. I'm just trying.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying I'm going to eat too much. That way it's a positive. I mean, I'm going to quit and then stop eating.
Right. Try it.
We have some interesting questions for the quiz today.
Quizzy Poo Day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have some interesting questions on that. So.
All right.
Anyway, big plans for tonight?
Well, right here, absolutely. We'll be here for Triviathon.
Apparently, I'm getting ordered to work, I guess. Come in to eat.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not very nice.
Going to have a little bit of a get-together with the workers beforehand.
Is Joanne going to be here?
Yes.
Is she considered a worker?
Yes. Oh, yes.
But she doesn't do anything, Phil, like you and I do.
She's the brains behind the operation.
Oh, my man. Is Bo going to be here, too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What, Chris?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I can be here with everybody.
Well, I don't know either.
Because you've always told me that I don't play well in the sandbox with others.
No, you don't. We'll send you home early.
Yep. Had a game yesterday, and we'll believe that or not. I was over in Seneca.
How are the folks in Seneca doing?
They're doing well. All right. Doing well, yep. They beat Cashville. Good ball game. Mm-hmm. So, but other than that, I was home early.
Yeah. One of the things that's hard for me to fathom is this is Cassville's last year to be independent boys basketball.
They're gonna isn't that
combined with Potosi next year?
We were talking about that earlier today, and it wasn't like an end of an era.
It really is.
I mean, they've had some great basketball teams.
Yeah, think about all the years. Yeah,
they had the Cartmans, the Ackermans, the Okies. Just amazing, amazing basketball players over there.
Right.
So they were pretty good last night. So. Had a little plusle kid that, I don't know, he's probably 6'4", 6'5", very nice underneath the hoop, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, North Crawford played last night. They got a big win from Viroqua, so.
Yeah, good for them.
Henry had a game last night. Henry lost.
Henry
against Winston.
Oh, against Winston.
Yes.
What was that game?
Used the bathroom, but he just likes to stand outside the door and look at me like.
Uh-huh.
We go.
Do you do some things to try and convince him to go?
I get my BB gun out, and then he'll go out there and just hide from me.
Oh, he will.
Yeah, he doesn't like my BB gun.
I'm just thinking, if you went out on all fours and like lifted your leg, and here, Winston, this is what you're supposed to do. You know, why don't you show me?
Oh, you know what? I'll work on that tonight.
See, that's what I'm here for. I'm here for advice.
Hang tight, Winston. He's listening to us now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, hang tight, buddy.
Hey, Winston. Woo, woof,
woof. Well, here we go. Question number one, young man.
All right.
What ancient civilization first celebrated New Year around March 21st? Was it the Romans, the Babylonians, or the Egyptians? Romans, Babylonians, or Egyptians?
Okay.
Number two. What is the most common resolution made on New Year's Day?
Oh.
Is it quit smoking, lose weight, save money, or spend more time with Hank?
Said no one ever.
All that said family. Oh, my bad.
Okay.
Yeah. Number three, which food is traditionally eaten for good luck on New Year's Day in the southern U.S.?
Oh.
Now, is it rice, black-eyed peas, chicken, or bread?
All right.
All right. In Florida, what unique item is dropped in Sarasota to celebrate the new year? Is it A, a giant pineapple, B, a glowing orange, C, a lit up dolphin, or D, a glowing pair of flip flops?
All right. Where is it they drop a carp? I think that's in Prairie.
Prairie du Chien.
Prairie du Chien drops a carp.
Yeah. Number five. What country celebrates New Year first due to its time zone? Is it Japan, New Zealand, India, or Australia? You're writing that down way too easy.
Well, you got to go with your first thought. That's what I've learned over the years.
Yeah, your first thought.
I can't sit there and just debate all the time. I just got to go with it.
What color underwear? I can't believe I put this one in there. What color underwear is worn for good luck on New Year's in many Latin American countries?
Really?
Yeah. Is it red, white, yellow, or blue? Take a stab at it, young man.
All right.
What quirky activity do some people in the South participate in to start the new year? All right, is it running away race, wearing diapers, toasting with moonshine at sunrise, hosting pancake flipping competitions, ooh, or throwing shoes at trees for luck?
Oh, man.
Is it running away race, wearing diapers, toasting the moonshine at sunrise, hosting a pancake flipping competition, or throwing shoes at trees for luck?
They all sound like legitimate answers.
Hey.
But
okay. I would never waste a good shoe.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't either. It doesn't matter whether they match or not either.
You know? In Pennsylvania, what food item is traditionally eaten for good luck on New Year's Day? Is it pretzels, pork and sauerkraut, a bagel, or cheesesteak?
Bagel.
Is it pretzels, pork and sauerkraut, bagels, or cheesecake?
Right.
Cheese, not cheesecake, cheesesteak.
Ooh, cheesesteak. Yeah, that sounds a little more legitimate. Okay.
All right, number nine. In Plymouth, Wisconsin, what unique item is dropped on New Year's Eve? Is it a cow statue, a giant chunk of cheese, a cranberry, or a pumpkin?
Wow.
It could be all of them.
Okay.
Number 10. In Maine, what unusual competition takes place on New Year's Day in Maine? Okay. Where's my answer to this one at? Oh, there it is. Is it ice canoe racing? All right. Pancake eating contest, frozen turkey bowling, or ice climbing?
Okay.
Number 11.
How far are we going today?
I have a bunch, but we're only going to 11.
Okay.
In Mobile, Alabama, what quirky item is dropped on New Year's Eve?
Wow.
All right. Is it a giant moon pie, a golden peanut, a giant shrimp, or a watermelon?
All right,
buddy. Let's see here if I can go back to. All right, my man. Number one, what ancient civilization first celebrated New Year around March 21st? Is it the Romans, Babylons, or the Egyptians?
I'm going with Babylonia.
It is Babylons.
Yep. Woo! Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia. King Tut.
Yeah. What is the most common resolution made on New Year's Day? Is it quit smoking, lose weight, save money, or spend more time with Hank?
I'm saying lose weight.
Nope, it was spend more time with Hank.
Oh, it is not.
No, it's lose weight.
Is it lose weight? Yes. Yeah, that's kind of the number one thing.
Or yeah, it is.
Eat better, or anything about health.
Anything healthy.
Yep.
Spend more time with Hank, that would be healthy.
I don't know. When you and I are together, it's not always, you know.
We don't eat very well.
No. That's the problem.
Oh, then that's my fault?
No.
That's what I thought.
Could be mine.
Which food is traditionally eaten for good luck on New Year's Day in the southern U.S.? Is it rice, black-eyed peas, chicken, or bread?
I went with black-eyed peas.
Black-eyed peas it is.
Woo!
And my mother's a big one for that, so they'll be eating those tomorrow.
Black eyed peas.
And they, a lot of restaurants will just serve black eyed peas and cornbread. That's it.
Some, I don't think that we have any place you can get those up
here. I have some in my counter.
Do you really?
In my cabinet, yep. Mm. Which I won't be eating them, but.
Huh.
Well, I may be. I mean, if they're full of fat and stuff, I'm definitely going to eat them because of my resolution.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, throw some meat in there.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of, oh, yeah. A little bit of ham.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That sounds pretty good.
What number one? Four?
Four.
In Florida, what unique item is dropped in Sarasota to celebrate the new year? Is it a giant pineapple, a glowing orange, a lit-up dolphin, or a glowing pair of flip-flops?
I'm going with dolphin.
No. It's a glowing pair of flip-flops.
Flip-flops? Yep. Oh, boy.
Yeah, so.
Got one wrong.
Something that, it's probably something that Joanne's feet's been in. She's not here, is she?
Yeah, she is too.
What country celebrates New Year first due to its time zone?
New Zealand.
That is true. It Woo-hoo! Is New Zealand.
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
What color underwear is worn for good luck on New Year's in many Latin American countries? Is it red, white, yellow, or blue?
I'm going with yellow.
It's yellow, and it's color yellow, not due to the stains in them.
That was a guess.
What right. quirky activity do some people in the South participate in to start the new year? Is it running a race wearing diapers, toasting the moonshine at sunrise, hosting pancake flipping competitions, or throwing shoes at trees for luck?
They all sound legitimate, but I went with diapers.
It's running with diapers.
Diapers. Wow.
I do that every day.
That's where you get the Speedo thing from all the time, probably.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They actually have races down there. You run in the buff.
Oh, boy. I suppose you run faster. I don't know.
But I have a friend down there. She sent me a link to where you can sign up for these, you know, fun bun run and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. Oh. Yeah, and you run in the nude.
Really?
No one wants to see this, Nick.
No.
Nobody wants to do this.
Yeah. Mm.
And then okay. She said, she goes, just be ahead of everybody. You don't have to see it. And I said, no. You don't want to see this.
Yeah, there's advantages, disadvantages both ways.
Yes, you know, very much.
Following somebody or whatever. Man, I don't know.
Never mind. At number eight, in Pennsylvania, what food item is traditionally eaten for good luck on New Year's Day? Is it pretzels, pork and sauerkraut, a bagel, or cheese steak?
Pork and sauerkraut.
It is pork and sauerkraut.
Woo-hoo!
In Plymouth, Wisconsin, what unique item is dropped on New Year's Eve? A cow statue, a giant chunk of cheese, a cranberry, or a pumpkin?
Well, I think I've heard this one before. I'm going with cheese.
It is a giant chunk of cheese.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Number 10, in Maine, what unusual competition takes place on New Year's Day? Is it ice canoe racing, pancake eating contest, or frozen turkey bowling?
I went with frozen turkey bowling. Is that right?
Yeah.
Woo! Now that was a stab in the dark. Yeah.
And number 11, in Mobile, Alabama, what quirky item is dropped on New Year's Eve? A giant moon pie, a golden peanut, a giant shrimp, a watermelon.
I went with golden peanut.
No, it's a giant moon pie.
Oh!
I thought you would get that. I really did.
Well, they're all kind of southern things.
Yeah, they are. You know? They are.
Yeah.
RC Cola and a
moon pie.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, let's see. Two correct, so 8 right out of 11. Not bad.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
No, 9. Wait. You had 9 correct.
Well, I was on the math team. Yeah, I figured that wrong. 9 correct out of 11.
You know that I was really good at math.
Yeah. For some reason, I was thinking there was only 10, but yeah, 11. Right. So, 2 wrong. Oh, well.
Yeah, that's
it's
not
no
bad.
Fridge hanger, but it's a good way to end out the year.
Hey, good way to end the year. You know what?
I'm still eligible.
Until next week, my man.
Uh-huh. Right.
Buddy.
Is that the new semester?
Next week? Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You're going to get all kind of good stuff next year.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So math, literature.
Yeah. By the end of the year, I'll be writing for the New England Journal of Medicine, probably, from all of the wealth of knowledge I've gained here.
Not really. But anyway, I know that I give Joanne a bad time and Bo a bad time, but I'll let them know right now that I do appreciate them. They're very good to me. Mr. Fabulous and Chris Simonson, you guys are all good to me. Kenny Thede's been really good to us. So I want to thank all them people.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. So
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, my man. Everybody be good. Please be safe and be kind today.